favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Blessings, kings and queens. This is DJ Bobby Payne, man. I said, when I'm ready. Are you ready?
They want us to take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. So we can study jamming. Study jamming. They want us to take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. So we can study damn thing. If you want to, go take it. If you're ready, go take it. If you want to, go take it. If you're ready, go take it. If you want to, go take it. If you're ready, go take it. If you want to, go take it. If you're ready, go take it.
While you're doing, right now I feel too much of a part. While you're doing, I jam in up and get like a crazy. While you're doing, they say no chance I come to the money. While you're doing, while you're doing.
Tell me while you're doing, people tell me while you're doing.
Tell me
while you're doing, if it's mass, yes, me up to it.
Crazy.
Tongue,
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 tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue, tongue
here for the saltfish. Bang! You see you? I got it.
Come down.
Since I meet you, I'm begging you for the selfish. Ask your sister after you and she give me the selfish. Why don't you feel sorry for me and give me the selfish? Just a little bit. I'll be selfish. I'm begging a little bit. I'll be selfish. Oh gosh, I'm begging please. Give me the selfish. Don't tell me only please. Give me the selfish.
Now it's time to get ready, get entertained, enlightened, empowered with the Empower the Hour. What we say?
Whoa, blessings, beautiful people. Bobby Payne had us dancing this morning. Welcome to the Empower Hour. I'm CKUNC 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Now, for the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Gina the Great, and Farrell. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening. Farrell, the floor is yours.
Blessed, melanated, rising, everybody. I hope you're having an awesome, awesome day. I'm so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be entertaining, let it be enlightening. Most importantly, let it be empowering for our listeners. Keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, positivity, great health, and just generally good spirits. Hotep, amen. Ashe!
Ashe! Thursday.
But Trish, how come you thought I didn't want beats for my prayers in the background?
You see, the thing is, because you don't. Okay, so today I prayed I didn't play no beats behind it. Do I need to do that for yours because you're different?
Thank you.
Okay,
next Thursday
I'll remember that one. Okay. Anyways, it's Thursday, August 26th. How's everybody doing today?
You should play I'm Different by 2 Chainz in the background for
okay, just for next weekend.
Thank you. Just remind
anything,
me. Anything. A little.
I always tell you guys, let me know your music before you want me to do it, and I'll put it in. You know me, I don't mind, but on that note, I'm going to play you some coffee anyway.
Good.
So how you guys doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing great. This has been a really eventful week, actually, on my end, both from a professional standpoint and a personal standpoint. Like, I didn't see this week pass by. It was so busy. I don't understand. It is. It's a high season for me at work these days, so it is what it is. But we did have a work event last Friday that had us at an escape room.
Ooh, fun! I love escape rooms. Which one did you go to?
So we went to the XO 500, and then because they
Laval?
They have a couple of ones. No, I went to the one in Hochelaga.
Okay.
And so they have like escape rooms. They have laser tag, go karting, and something else I can't really remember right now. It's not coming back to mind. Paintballing, that's what it is. So we organized the event for escape room and go-karting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pretty competitive, guys. I think I've said it before.
She is.
And
it's terrible.
I was getting annoyed because, so here's the thing, it was great, everyone enjoyed themselves, but there's no passing space on the go-karting for Action 500 on the one in Oshaga. So I was getting upset at the people, and we're all here supposed to have fun, but I'm like, if they can't drive, move to the left.
Facts.
Right. But they can't hear you saying,
get out the way.
Right, yeah,
but you
yeah.
can't hear them say that.
And that's the point.
So
that's kind of the point.
So like, I was kind of like, what's the point of having a go-kart? What's the point of this being a race if I can't pass in front of you?
If I can't win, in other
right.
words.
Right. Really and truly, at the end of the day.
Okay,
however, I will
you.
Say that, because our last round, basically, those with the slowest times, they went on that round. Like, they pretty much put the tops against the tops. And you already know.
Okay. You came in second. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Come on.
He only said that because I came in second to him when we went the
okay,
last
okay,
time.
Okay, okay, got it, got
so
it.
He's yeah. trying me right now, but it's all right. It's all right.
No, you're just saying. Okay.
So, yeah, we did that. And we did the escape room, and this is the first escape room that I actually escaped from.
Yeah?
Yay!
Yeah.
Woo! That's awesome.
Thank you.
I love
thank
hearing
you.
That. All right. That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, so then we had the beach. We went to the beach on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get too much into that. I'll leave that to Pharaoh, too, you know? And guys, man, I had the pride of saying that I never had to take a COVID test before, and I had to take one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to take one.
So what was that like? Did you do the spit one, or
yeah,
did they
which
take
did
a part
do?
Of your brain?
First of all, I didn't even know the spit one was available in Canada.
What did you talk to me,
sure.
son?
Yeah.
I would have told
totally unimpressed. I had to. It did. They did throw. They didn't even ask. Some people were telling me like, "Oh, they asked if you want to do your throat and your nose." There was no questions for me. They were just like throat and nose.
And
they
nose.
Did both?
Yes.
Oh, they violated
two
you.
For
wow,
one.
That's
oh
a little
God.
Bit much. Okay.
Yeah,
no, I was pretty. And after and she before she did, she's like, "I'm gonna be honest. This is gonna be uncomfortable."
At least
like,
she
that's
told
fine.
You.
It's whatever. She and while she did it, like by the time she came, by the time she took it out, I was like, "Yo, Jesus Christ!"
Yo,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
sure
upset.
I don't want that stuff up my nose.
I was
my,
upset.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's okay. That's a thing of the past. But my other thing I got into actually this week was
oh, you know they're gonna clone you, right, with the piece of brain tissue that they took. But anyway, let's continue.
I'm so over this guy.
No, no, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Wow. He. Okay.
No, I just want to make sure you knew that because
but
you're
you
like,
know what? Then that would make the world a better place.
It more genius. I know.
There you
I'm
go.
Just, I just want to make sure you were aware of and. All just,
right, I'm good with it.
I know.
Good with it.
Okay,
listen,
cool.
You know, like I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a monster. It's not. It's
so
cloning
you won't be
a bad
so
thing.
Bad. You, okay. Are you saying he made it sound bad?
I was just stating facts.
Just the way you said it, though. Like,
I was just stating a fact. No, because
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
No,
like I could use more me's because the way my family functions, I could use a couple more me's.
Facts.
I'm just saying. So no, I got into a debate. I got into a top five debate in the last couple of days. I'm sure we've all had one. You know, your top five hip hop artists.
Yeah.
And guys, I think we have to segment our top fives by eras. Cause
really? What do you mean?
Like, if you want to give your whole top five, and then when people start, like, I'll say top five, and then it'd be like, okay, normally you're going to hear Pac in there, you're going to hear Biggie, you're going to hear Jay-Z.
Okay, you mean like genres, like hip-hop, R&B, soca?
No, era.
Era.
The era. Because
really?
The thing is, too, is like, as much as I would put, like, Pac in my top five, I don't, and like, Nas and stuff, I don't want to put you in that same top five when I'm talking about J. Cole, either.
Got it. No, it makes sense. Facts.
So I need era top fives.
Gotcha.
Because then or else, like, then it's not top fives anymore, and you got, like, oh yeah, top five, but top five adjacent
it.
Plus one, plus two, plus three. So
no, or you just say like my overall top five,
right,
like
right,
my
right.
top five
got
of all
it.
Time.
Okay, no, I
like,
totally you, get
that's
you,
a category
like,
as well, though,
but
where
I got it, now. Okay,
it transcends
cool.
eras because then it's like my all time.
Right, right.
Yeah, I find that's hard because I think it still goes over five for me.
Oh, that's your problem. You're indecisive. That's not everybody's problem.
Yo,
no,
wow.
it's not everybody's problem.
Okay,
no,
that's your problem. You're
just
like that.
Your problem. Everybody's problem.
Okay, ouch.
I don't understand how it goes.
Wow. Okay.
Have I ever told you nobody likes you?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. But then,
right.
Do you guys do a top five in other genres? In R&B? Like, who would be your R&B top five right now? Bang, bang. Mm. Let's go.
No,
Donnell Jones. Gosh, Jesus, hard. Keith Sweat. I like some Keith. I like Avon as well. I gotta give it to Kelly Price because her voice is immaculate.
Good, yeah.
And also, my mom. Who would be last? There's so many. I gotta bring it back to the Aretha Franklin's.
Really?
Is that still R&B or is that more soul?
See, I don't know. I find it both because...
I have no clue.
I find it both.
I have no clue.
I was thinking about it and Chris Brown.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Trey Songz too.
Trey Songz really nice.
Yeah,
really
and
nice
you know voice. What? You know what it is. When I was thinking of it, I didn't even go back to like boy band. I didn't even think about Jagged Edge. I didn't
See,
even think
yeah,
about 112
exactly.
All those times. But so yeah, so Chris Brown. Usher's gotta be
Usher's
there
dope.
Too.
Yeah, Usher's really really good.
Mary.
Of course, Mary. See, I should have said Mary. Yeah.
Mary J. Blige.
You haven't hit five yet?
No. Damn. Why are you rushing me?
Oh, she's only at three.
No, I'm just. It's
wow.
Like,
What is going on this morning?
I don't even understand this guy.
No, what? It's just. Sorry.
He wants to make it the Pharaoh show and rush us all.
Some people had two names. I just heard.
No,
go ahead. Sorry.
Pay attention. My bad. Go ahead.
And then he wants to call me indecisive, and now he wants to rush me on
my five. Guys.
And then you know what? I have to give it to Mariah because Mariah is on different levels. And she transcends era on era. So I got to give it to Mariah.
Is Lauryn Hill R&B?
She's kind of hip hop R&B though.
Yeah.
And I think she categorizes as hip hop actually. She doesn't categorize.
Music soul child?
Yeah, music soul child.
But he would be soul.
He'd be soul though.
He'd be soul.
Yeah.
Hence the music soul child.
Because Jill Scott? Soul.
Yeah. Soul's a whole other
era. I don't even have R&B. I don't even know R&B then. I don't even listen to R&B. More fire for R&B then.
Yo, first of all, calm down.
Don't say that.
We want listeners. Hello.
No.
Opinions expressed by Farrell, Harold Freeman are not the ones of Gina and Trish. I'm trying to think because I think I have some R&B for my song of the day.
Come on,
not even. I should have.
No, I'm just saying. I clearly don't have any R&B.
Not for us.
So Mary's not in your top? You don't like Mary?
Yeah, I like Mary.
Can you let
her finish? I laugh because now when I think Mary, all of a sudden I think she does cocaine every time because of Kat.
Oh my God.
You guys don't remember Kat saying that on the show?
My week.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
That's all I think of every time
I
hear Mary. I think she does.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you so much for your awesome week. We really do appreciate your insight there.
My week took a turn today.
It took a super turn. You being rushed about your R&B top five, and there's gonna be clones of you. All right, P. Now it's time for your turn.
It's my turn.
Remember, dish what you can take, eh? That's all I'm going to tell you.
I have
when
no
you
problem.
Say
first of all,
your piece.
I find the background music is too happy because I had sad news this week.
He's going to complain that you didn't have music for him when he was playing.
I know.
Now it's like he doesn't like the music that you
have. I'm ready for it this morning.
Guys,
go ahead, P.
You didn't hear Gina's
week?
Oh,
my gosh.
Gina's week was awesome.
I almost lost somebody this week.
Yo. Well, I'm gonna stop the music so that you can say it.
Yo, okay. I didn't know if Gina was gonna be with us.
We're not gonna blame you because here's what I always say in the group. Hey guys, happy Monday. Please send me your music on the show. I swear I send that all the time. Everybody just sends me whatever. You're now telling me the music's too happy.
You didn't send me anything. All right.
The music's fine because he's acting extra right now.
Look, my perspective was different. Anyways, so.
Oh, I don't like this guy.
So do I stop the music or not?
No.
I'm going to let Toast play.
You can let her play. But what I'm saying is, okay, so when we found out Gina had to take a test, I wasn't sure she was going to make it.
Gina was going to make it.
I was concerned. I was distraught. I
was very clear and said I had zero symptoms. I was 99.9% sure that I was fine.
I was pretty sure I was losing a cousin. And just so you guys know, I was right away, if she was positive, I was prepared to follow the rules and just excommunicate her all together. And it's not because of me.
Well, take back C's.
It's not because of me. I am just following the system's rules.
You're
okay.
A terrible guy.
So you were about to lose a cousin then? Exactly. I had an emotional.
Can you just keep going on?
It was up and down. Trish, you
I
see that?
So hold on.
Something actually happened.
It was up and down for me. It was emotional.
Remember when Pharaoh saved an animal? It was a squirrel.
1 second.
This is the same severity.
But I have a question for you then. For those who have caught COVID in our family, are they excommunicado?
They were positive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's...
You want to talk about it on ear?
My finger was on my pinky.
It's literally yes or no question.
But there's like five, I can tell you right now.
Yes, they're all, I've excommunicated all of them. Well, actually, just kidding. I didn't know we had people tested positive in the family.
Legitimately. That's, well,
good and thing
we
didn't know.
Okay, well, no. The ones that we do know, yes, I've excommunicated.
The one that you know, okay, yeah.
Pharaoh, how was your week?
This is a part of it. I don't mind sharing this with our listeners because we're family. No, my week was exceptional.
That's good. Okay, what else happened?
So, okay, Gina and I went to the beach together. It was awesome.
All right,
it was a family trip, and actually, it worked out Anyways, it's kind of a weird story. We're going to one beach. We're going to Saint-Zotique. Ended up going to a completely other beach, Sablon.
Okay.
It worked out, right? Neither of them are sponsoring me, so I'm not going to say their names again. But those beaches were okay. Like, the second one we went to was awesome. We had a good time. The weather was great.
Right.
We did a little trekking to get to our campsite, which is super
ideal.
A little trekking. They went to
the complete end of the earth.
Why so far?
It was ideal.
Because a lot of you guys?
It was ideal. Okay, that was it.
Okay.
Thank you. I put out the energy. I asked for an ideal location. Sometimes you have to walk if you ask for just an ideal location.
Anyway. Okay.
Two funny stories. One, and again, I say funny. Maybe it's funny to me. Maybe it won't be funny to somebody
else. Your sense of humor is quite different, so it might only be funny to you. But go ahead.
It was some girlfriends. They're there at the beach, you know, and they're all together.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them has a newborn, and she's with her baby, and her friend is like, "Ooh, nice baby. Okay, cool." And so she goes to, like, you know, let her friend hold her baby.
Okay.
And then she, like, yanks the baby back, and she's like, "Are you vaccinated?" And her friend's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, okay. Because if you weren't, I wouldn't let you hold the baby."
Oh, burn.
People aren't understanding what the vaccination is, right?
The vaccination doesn't
protect the other person. It protects themselves.
I don't have the jaw drop sound effect.
I was dying of laughter inside because I'm like, yo, wow. If she said
like,
no.
Lady, are you serious?
If she said no, that would have been even funnier because the no, you can't touch my baby would have been even funnier for me. I would have died laughing. But inside, I was like, I still laugh really hard inside, but I was like, this is such an,
It
just shows the signs of the times. But second story, are you guys comfortable being like addicted to your cell phones?
No.
Eh?
Not at all.
No. That's it.
And I'm not, so thank God.
No, yeah, you probably are, but that's the thing.
No, sir.
I'm not.
Don't speak for me.
I'm just saying. I'll tell you guys my story.
I answer quickly, but I'm not.
No, you guys are probably, both of you guys addicted to it.
Who's the one who did an Instagram purge and you couldn't?
I'm just saying.
Okay. No, I think it was me.
Both of you guys are addicted to your phones.
I'll tell you guys.
I don't know what's happening this morning, but okay.
Let me explain the difference. Now, listen carefully. I said addicted to your phones, not to social media. We're addicted to our phones, which means you cannot leave without your phone.
Bro, I've done a show without my phone left at home.
You cannot have your phone. I need my phone for
mommy.
You might have left, came, but you did not go through your whole day without your phone. Stop lying.
Well, because I went back home.
Thank you. But I'm just saying.
No, so I was supposed to not go back home?
Did you check your phone when you got home? Did you check it?
I can't leave my phone at home. You guys know why.
Because you're addicted to it. So listen.
Because I take care of my parents and anything that happens to them, they call me first.
Listen to the story.
Farrah woke up with violence this morning.
There's a lot going on in the world. So look, Pete. Now, this is how I realize, and this is why I'm sharing this with everybody, because I think it's important, first of all. All
right.
So my phone dies, right, in my pocket.
And then it just goes off.
Yeah, because this is a good message I'm getting right now. Message, that's how it happens.
It's ironic. So,
but maybe I should put it on silent for future.
Because we're doing a whole full show right now. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Pete, so now my phone dies. I know it's dead. I checked it 3 times.
While it was dead?
No,
so don't put your addictions on everybody.
Now, that's what I'm...
Pete Game.
I don't mean I'm going to do that.
Guys, you're doing it, okay? I know you're doing it.
Why are you saying you do it with such reassurance? Like,
because I know we're all addicted.
I don't understand.
Because he doesn't want to be alone in this.
Okay, I totally get it, but you are alone in this.
Can you bank without your phone?
Of course I could go to the bank without my phone.
No. That's not what I'm asking you. I didn't say can you go?
Yes, I can. I bank on my laptop all the time.
Trish... Okay.
No.
So, all right. Okay. That's
fine. I know my bank number by heart, and I can do it.
I do know my card number and stuff like that, like by heart and stuff, and I can do it on my laptop.
Can you get to the cottage without the GPS?
Yes, because I have the GPS in my car.
It's
already in there. It brings me right to you.
Oh, okay. Now that's good to know. Because no more your car at my house. No GPS is at the cottage anymore.
No GPS is at the cottage.
No, there's a whole new route. Anyways, guys, let me stay focused.
Okay,
guys.
Sorry.
All right, so maybe Gina's an anomaly, okay? The rest of us are very much addicted and attached to our phones in a very unhealthy way. Now, for me, I realized it was unhealthy because, like I said, my phone had died and I checked it 3 times, almost like crackheadish. Like, I was like, oh.
Wow.
I was like, bro, your phone is dead.
Serious.
I put it on the counter. I'm doing something else. I'm like, oh, yeah. I check. I'm like, shit, the phone is dead.
Okay.
3 times I did this.
Mm-hmm.
3 times.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Then I was like, okay, but you know what, though? my bank, and because these were three separate things I thought about, and I was like, oh, so one was like, oh yeah, I got to transfer his funds. I was like, oh shoot, my bank. Then I was like, oh shoot, I'm waiting for an email. That's my phone again.
Right.
Then obviously I sell a lot. I do a lot of networking. I make whatever I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
I go to check a response for somebody. Again, phone. That's when I realized that look, if we're all intertwined, so banking, social media, connecting with our loved ones, we have to do it all on our phones. And now they're using our phones to track us.
Right.
Can any of us really unplug from our phones? Can any of us really leave our phones and say, look, you know what? Like, I know this phone is tracking me. I'm going to leave it here and go somewhere without it. Can we really do that?
No, the phone is absolutely convenient. And like, so like, it is a convenience of what we have, right? So am I addicted to my phone? No, I've left it places. I've done like, and I've also gone off the grid and all these different things. Cool. Am I trying to leave my phone to just have to live life inconveniently?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. Not particularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. But you don't mind being tracked with it then?
Well, we've had these phones for years. They know where I am. They know where we are.
Like they've known where we are.
Like, I mean, so from when you have a smartphone, it is what it is.
Right. I'm just saying, so then when your phone now identifies you as a non-vaccinated individual walking around and you start...
How did we get here?
We're always going to bring it back here. This is the only thing.
This is where I live.
This is where my house. We're always going to bring it back here.
I'm just saying...
All right, so that was Pharaoh's week.
I just wanted to make sure you're okay with it because your phone is going to be telling... everything
look,
about you. I'm just...
Pharaoh.
Trish, you okay with that?
I'm
going to go ahead and live life.
Okay.
I like to live life.
That's it.
I have to share perspectives. That's what I'm here for. That's my time, guys.
A day in your brain.
I know. It must be...
It's exhausting.
No, there's a lot going on.
That's the Virgo.
It must be... Yeah. Ooh, that Virgo stuff. Man, you guys had such interesting weeks. Mine is whatever. Well, I'm currently in a fight with Instagram over my algorithm.
Nice.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm posting. I know how many times I post and stuff like that. And one month it was like this many people had seen it and liked it.
Yeah.
And like this month it just completely went down. And I'm seeing a lot of COVID vaccine stuff.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of pandemic stuff over my stuff. And I'm like, okay, Instagram, WTF, what are you guys doing? So we're in an email battle at the moment.
Good.
But they keep telling me, there's nothing we can do. It's not the way that it is. And no, it's the way that it is. You guys know exactly what you're doing. Yeah. So that's that.
They want you to buy ads. Do you spend any money?
Yeah, all ads, all videos, all things that are not relevant to me or relevant because I just looked them up on YouTube and now they're on my Instagram. So it's so fantastic to actually be tracked, like you just said. Mm-hmm. So that's been happening. Yesterday was my mommy's birthday, so we celebrated.
Woo-hoo, happy birthday.
Thank you. And I mean, I'm loving the heat, you guys, but I can use a little break. I don't know about y'all, but...
Never say that in my presence.
I love the
never
heat.
Say
I could use
things.
A little... I didn't say I wanted to snow or rain.
You said I need a break?
I said a little break. A little cool down. A little 22 degrees, 24.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, exactly. A little 24 degrees, 25, because right now it's like 37, and I'm like, oh, okay.
It is an odd, uncomfortable heat. It is
Here's the thing. I always say it. I don't have AC because I don't need it for the 2 weeks that we kind of need it for,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't have it either.
We usually have 2 weeks out of the year where you're just like, oh, 40 for real? Like this? You can eat the air? Okay.
Right.
But
like this one, I was just like, okay, so I have all my fans in my direction when I'm sleeping.
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I'm in my car like, oh, let's just stay in here a little longer.
It's like a new treasure.
It's
like,
a little longer. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, this one hit different.
This one is different. It's been like a good 14 days of this stuff. So I can actually use a little break. And tomorrow, we're actually supposed to go down to 22 degrees to be your local weather person if you would like. But yeah, we're supposed to go down to 22 degrees Friday. So,
but they said that they recorded in July the hottest days ever, like since recording days, like we've had the hottest days in July.
Telling you, because remember though, June was full of rain and stuff like that. So now we're getting what we didn't receive in June. It's like, August, hello.
Well, but we thought we were done.
That's true, because I remember wearing pants to this radio show, and I was quite perturbed. But do you guys not find August going somewhere? Like it's late. Like it's like August is running. Like August 26th, you guys. Like we just turned August 1st. I'm just where does August have to go that we don't have to go? Then it's going so fast.
No, you're saying August. I find the whole calendar blew by.
You were saying that before.
Speaking of August.
For the record, I just want to make sure Mother Nation knows I was not complaining about the heat. I just want to make sure Mother
Nation. Okay, so you want to put it on me?
No, I just.
No,
in case
you
Mother
want to put
Nation's
that on
listening,
me. That's fine.
I was always down. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm going to have to do a shout out because it's going to be my dad's birthday on Sunday.
Hey, happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah, woo! He's turning 60, and we were supposed to do a party for him. Oh, so by the way, we're not doing that party anymore.
Oh, the turn up?
Yeah, 60? No, so sorry. I guess I gotta let people know.
Live on, yeah.
Live on Thursday morning.
No, because he's in Italy, actually.
Oh,
yeah. Okay,
like
go
Virgos
Dad.
Do. Wait, didn't Auntie Sharon... Anyways, continue.
Yes, precisely. But he didn't know about that. So we told him that we're just doing a dinner and we're going to surprise him with additional people.
Right.
And then, so my brother signed with Brescia in Italy.
Right.
And so he just left on Thursday.
Wow.
Last week, Thursday. And my dad's just like, yo, let me just reach right quick.
Wow.
To settle with it. And we're just like, oh, are you going to leave?
Oh, man.
You're going to leave the whole entire country?
Chat.
But I got to chat with them and see the setup, you know, the views, everything.
Sure, like, beautiful.
So I'm just letting y'all know from now, though, probably October, November, she's going to be out here. So she's going to be out for like 2 weeks. I'm just
Italy?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm coming too.
Italy's dope. Yeah. Italy's dope.
I kind of invited myself. It's dope.
You invited yourself? Hey, you're... I think you're allowed to do that.
Mm.
All right, let's get into the headlines. You guys ready for this week?
No music?
Of course. Let Miss Trish press.
No, I meant just before the headlines. Are we just going
to... You want me to get headline music?
I just felt we did a lot of talking. You don't want to give people a little musical break? No?
No.
Okay, let's run.
You want to give them the Raphael Sadiq? I can still be quiet for a bit.
You know what?
It was good. That was nice.
All right.
That
was nice. There you go.
Because you have to see them in this. No. Here.
It was like,
with the no teeth grin. There's no teeth grin. Just like bobbing the head.
No, because it was nice. It was nice. We had a moment there, Trish.
We had a moment.
I was just,
You know, that was it.
I was right in the world.
Right? All right. Good. We needed that. You said, hey, give them a musical break. So I gave them Raphael. Right? Why not? All right, guys. I got to start it off. Y'all know how it is. Oh, boy. Are you guys ready for this? Vaccine passports in full effect September 1st. Here's what we knew about them. So proof of full vaccination will be required to play team sports, go to a bar, or visit a zoo. Fantastic.
Oh, man, so how does it?
I know, not the zoo. So how does it work? So the vaccine passport system applies to anyone aged 13 and over. It will be implemented through an app called VaxiCode, which is available for download starting yesterday on Apple devices and soon after on Android. The app will display your scannable QR code once you have uploaded it. The code contains your name, date of birth, the vaccination status, and is sent by email by the province or can be downloaded from the government webpage. It is possible to include the QR codes of family members in the same app, and a printed out version of the QR code is also valid. So, a lot of people are asking, where will it be required? So I'm just going to read that quickly, and then after you ask you guys your opinion, of course. So the vaccine passport will be necessary to take part in wide range of activities and events determined to be at high risk of transmission of the coronavirus. Those include festivals, gyms, sports venues, and training facilities. Restaurants and bars will require a vaccine passport even to sit on terraces, but not for takeout. Other places requiring passports include casinos, bingo halls, bowling alleys, amusement parks, fairs, marathons, escape rooms, and zoos. A full list of places and events where the vaccine passport will be required is available on the province's website. Now, you know, you guys know how I feel about this. I don't like it, and that's how I'm going to keep it. P, I know how you feel about it. Please, we have a 2-hour show. Can't go on forever. But we're going to start with Gina, and then we're going to go to you. Gina, how do you feel about this?
So, it's interesting because I'm going to say very clearly, I'm a live and let live person. Okay. I think from a pro-vaccination and anti-vaccination, both sides will find all the reasons that they need to find to be in the category that they're in. Mm-hmm. However, what doesn't change from one to the other is your choice, right? And this feels like it's the segregation of, it feels like it's the impeachment of our rights as a people to decide to be responsible adults for what we want to do and how we want to do it. And I think it's going to affect the businesses.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
To be quite honest.
Absolutely.
And I think every time I'm hearing someone about this and they're doing it to restaurants, I'm like, so do you want us all, like, Do you want us to just all learn to cook and not go to restaurants?
I'm telling you, man. They've
been putting them through some crazy yo-yos when it comes down to that.
Absolutely.
But my overall opinion on this,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to Toronto on Sunday, so I'll see you guys whenever I get back.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just, like, for me, I've been seeing this kind of coming. I just find it's a shame as a people we are just letting it happen,
right,
so to speak, because mm-hmm. And I think I spoke about it last week as well, like the government even expected more resistance from us, because when this whole thing started, military was here, mm-hmm. right, when they said they're starting curfews and all kind of thing, military showed up,
yep.
right, we didn't know what they were for, but they were here in preparation for us. But when they realized how docile we become as a people, they're like, shit, we could do anything to these people.
That's right.
So now it's like there's a value in fighting, letting your voice be heard. But I also feel that there's a value in building rapport, in the sense I like understanding that we're in a society, we're in a system that we never liked anyways.
Of course.
Right? Like, yeah. And it's funny, we were discussing this just today. Like, if the police system was like out of whack, completely just mm-hmm. killing us, and, mm-hmm. and it was like, it might as well be slavery. The banking system never loved us. They are forever screwing with us.
Right.
The medical system was killing us. The educational system was not teaching our children anything.
Right.
The political system was a joke. Like, it's not anything really seriously mm-hmm. serious. So now, it's with the amount of oppression, the cost of everything, the cost of life increasing, the cost of everything, the media is being BS, the music, everything is mm-hmm. pretty much going completely to shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out, well, now that there's an opportunity to build, because as we see everything crumbling, as things crumble, is now the opportunity to build.
Right.
I don't see why, as a people, we're not doing more of that, more focus on you saying, you know what, look, this is what they want to do. They want to prevent us from getting to their spaces, do this and this. All right, cool. You guys do your thing, but we're just going to walk away from your system. We're going to unplug from it
right.
altogether.
Right.
And when I say that, I don't mean we have to go live in a bush and be some kind of nomad. Like, you know, like, but I'm just saying,
hey,
it's because people start thinking, when you're thinking living independently off-grid. Or off grid, so to speak, people get this picture that you're going to live in the wilderness, you're going to become a bushman,
right.
and that's what it is.
Right.
But I know very wealthy people who are very comfortable living outside of the city. Like, it's like they barely know what's happening in the world. Like,
oh,
yeah.
wow.
Like, and they're like, yeah, well, because it doesn't impact them. It doesn't
affect
them.
I got you.
You know,
okay.
they're in their bubbles.
Understood.
But
yeah.
now, okay, they are in different financial brackets as well. So they could travel private. They could do a bunch of different things where we might not have those luxuries yet. But I'm just feeling that if we were to start thinking more about let's produce, let's build,
mm-hmm.
instead of let's fight, resist, and try to get things back to what was, I think we'd feel better as a people. We'd be more productive as a people, and,
right.
and we'd realize like what is really at stake here, because they just want to control us as a people.
Right.
So even those who are trying to legally fight it, I'm sorry, but I don't think like okay to be I'm like stuttering, but to
no,
be
okay.
very straightforward, like we're still dealing with the same people that did this to the natives. Like
yes.
they made
yeah.
treaties, they
yes.
made deals,
right.
agreements, arrangements, and then completely annihilated them.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we think it's going to be different? Why do we think they care now? What happened? Like,
okay.
what happened in history that made us think that, oh, yeah, these people have
now
changed.
Now they care. Woohoo.
That's it. So it's like, so now, guys, is the time for us to realize that, yo, they never loved us. And it's probably better for us to actually start figuring out how we're going to take care of ourselves than to figure out how to get things back to how it was.
I like your perspective a lot. I really do.
Dang, you know.
On more vaccine news, gonna keep on going for that.
Yes.
So.
yeah.
So there, you know what? Honestly, guys, when I was doing the headlines, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. When I was doing the headlines, there was only vaccine news, and okay. there was a couple of shootings, but we'll get into that after. So,
mm-hmm.
There's a survey on why some Canadians will not take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to give credit to Montreal Blog for this one, because I thought the article was pretty, pretty interesting. So according to the survey, published on Friday, August 20th, and conducted amongst 1,515 respondents, a minority of them said they do not intend to be vaccinated, which is very interesting. So the survey revealed that 71% of respondents who do not plan to get vaccinated do not believe that the vaccines are safe, while 20% think that the COVID-19 vaccines are only a ruse for the governments to exert control, and 10% do simply do not believe in vaccines at all.
Hmm. That's a pretty, like, it's, I think it's a good mix. Like,
yeah, it's a good mix of people. My question is, who are they surveying? They never surveyed me, you, or Jada. Well, I don't know if y'all got, but no, I didn't get nothing.
I don't fill those things out. I don't fill those things out just because, again, I really feel like they're tracking us. Even, like, you know, when, like, I know they've created an avatar of me from the way I communicate on Facebook. So their avatar of me is like, this guy is not vaccinated. He's attacking, like, he's not for the system. But
right.
The point is, it's just that, I don't know. Like, we're in a time where, like, everything you say and do and post and chat will be used against you. So you really have to be mindful of everything you partake in. But those reasons, I think, are all absolutely right. I think if they mm-hmm. made a better point of removing the stigmas or the fears behind the vaccines and just educated people, or educated people and let them know, well, we're testing something out and right. you guys are a part of this test. Mm-hmm. Let people take part. You know, like, based off of that, don't lie to us and make us feel like we're doing something else, and then it, you know, put us against each other.
Right.
So I heard a couple of different things that some people said too for them. First and foremost, they're going to need to go ahead and have it FDA approved before they take it, because currently they are not FDA approved. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny that you're pushing something so hard when you have a system that's put in place to approve mm-hmm. medications, right?
Right.
That's it. But I did see, I want to say it was, I think Pfizer just got FDA approved in the U.S.
Right.
Because I have the family that I have in the U.S., some of them were saying that, like, until it's FDA approved, I'm not really trying to hear nothing. Mm-hmm. So maybe that'll go that route there. And somebody else was telling me kind of thing, like, another melanated person who said, you know, the fact that you got to track who's coming in and what is that a third, I'm gonna need you to kind of go in there and Russian roulette whatever one you take, right? Because it kind of feels like, oh, you have to go into this area to go do that, and you know what certain neighborhoods are and what they do. And so from our history Tuskegee from our history we know you target things. So he was like, let me go into that super white neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need you to take 5 vaccinations down randomly before you even give it to me. And right. I'm like, you should have every right. If, like, if you're going to do that, you should have every right to ask that, because I don't Fact. Trust you.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the government had a responsibility to ensure that we trust them, and they effed that up. I don't trust it at all. And I don't think there's anything wrong with not being comfortable with it. Like, right. It's just that at the end of the day, we have to realize as a people that this whole thing is about just dividing us as a people.
Yes.
It's right. Like, literally, that's all it is.
Divided,
like,
we fall.
That's it. Like, when they were able to divide us by class, mm-hmm. they did that.
Yes.
When that didn't work, then they were able to divide us by race.
Right.
Right? And then they were able to divide us by religion. Mm-hmm. Now they're realizing that we're coming full circle, and we're all getting into this kumbaya, live and let live,
yeah.
it's all love.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we have COVID. You're vaccinated, not vaccinated. Guys, we have to basically, like, overcome that. Like, that's really what it is.
Every time we get close, it's just like, here's something else to separate you.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one up is Quebec welcomes 300 refugees from Afghanistan. I thought was interesting as well, given what is going on. 300, I find, is quite a bit of a small number, but hey, I guess they got to do what they have to do. So Quebec will welcome a first group of 300 refugees from Afghanistan as part of Canada's Afghan resettlement plan. Computer. Okay. In a Twitter post, Minister of International Relations, Immigration, and can't say that word, her name is Nadine Giraud, said that after having carried out quarantine in Toronto, the Afghan refugees bound for Quebec will be taken care of by the government of Quebec. So my question is, are they going to have to, and it's not, I don't mean to be ignorant or anything like that, but will they need to learn French upon arrival? Are these things that will yes. happen to them? Yes, eh?
Mm.
Absolutely. Okay, so how do you guys feel about that hearing? That, do you feel like 300 is a small number? That's a good one to start with. What do you guys think?
I'm a citizen of the world. You know, so I don't think, I have an issue with borders, to be honest. I understand that they're here and it is what it is.
Right.
But I like the fact that, regardless of what they're going to have to do in terms of learning French and all these different things, yeah. whatever, mm-hmm. they needed refuge.
Of course.
So I'm totally here for that. I also know that Quebec is aging as a population. So maybe a little ulterior motives there. Maybe a little ulterior motives there, but okay. All in all, at the end of the day, I will give credit where credit's due, and I'm glad that we're giving help to Afghan, because they're going through it. They
mm-hmm. are right, absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah. Pete?
Oh yeah, I'm happy to hear it. It's like, I definitely feel there's ulterior motives. I don't trust the Quebec government.
You don't trust the government, not Quebec. You don't trust the government.
I really don't trust the Quebec government. I don't trust the government, like, in general.
Right.
But I just find that the French government here, like, they're so blatant with their nastiness that I really feel that we have to be careful here as a people. Like, yeah. I just don't trust them at all. Like, they lie. They blatantly lie. It's like, anyways, like all governments. But I just find Quebec has a different flavor. It's like, good racism here.
Okay. What were you going to say, Jake?
Good racism here. It's like,
I've never seen spaghetti. You guys have to see the movement and the hand movement that we just did to just say,
That's why you guys didn't be here. Live studio.
All right. Okay, so we're going to move on to Ontario news, and because there's two stories that go athlete for athlete, okay? So, unfortunately, police recover body of former junior Pan Am Games athlete from Lake Ontario, family says. Steve Vikuski, 24, former track athlete, had been seen going swimming at Sunset Beach on Saturday. The family of a 24-year-old Ottawa man who represented Canada at the 2015 Junior Pan American Games said police have recovered his body from Lake Ontario. Steve's sister, Sandrine Mugeni, told CBC Hamilton in a phone interview Wednesday morning that his body was found Tuesday. Mugeni, said the family had been hoping police would find him soon. "We're grateful for that," she said, crying. Niagara Regional Police says it found a body in Lake Ontario, but hasn't confirmed the identity. Sad. He actually went to a party, if they say, and this is what happened, sadly.
But it's just, okay, so it was like an accident?
It sounds like it was an accident. Like,
but I feel there was another missing person at a party. It wasn't in Canada, but I feel like that was in the U.S., and like it was a black dude. He went to a party that was a lot of non-blacks, and then all of a sudden
right.
It was like... He died, and no one had a story to it. No one understood it.
What the hell was he doing there, though?
I mean, you have friends. You have different groups of friends.
Those are your friends. That's why your mother is telling you, watch the friends you keep. Watch.
You know your parents know, eh?
Yo, where you going? That's Anyway.
Hey.
Sorry to say, I'm not to say it's it's this guy's fault. I'm just saying, like, he was around people that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know?
So sad to hear that. Rest in peace to him and condolences to the family. So we're going to move on to some more and end it off with the last headline, which is Sha'Carri Richardson, who unfortunately came in ninth at the 100-meter Olympics. I believe it was last Saturday. And she was beaten by the three Jamaican athletes. I think her name is Fast Elaine. That's what I call her. And I forgot the other two ladies' names. But I saw her post-interview right after that. And I cringed because you could tell she felt defeated, sadly. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like, you guys could talk beep about me. I don't care. I'm still going to come back and all this rah, rah, rah. And it's cool. Like, I mean, it's good to have confidence and stuff like that. But she was bragging and she wasn't quite humble on Twitter before this happened. I do believe that there's a difference between confidence and arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, she did a few Instagram videos where she did that Nicki Minaj thing. Like, I took a break, but I'm back now, bitches. Mm-hmm. And her hair's all done and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with the confidence. But when you do say tweets like, do you guys miss me?
Mm-hmm.
And watch out for me and all these kinds of things. And then you come in ninth.
Right.
Ma'am. Sorry. Sorry.
Like, my two cents on it is just that as an athlete, it's like a job, right?
Right.
And like, she's been going through a lot. Like,
she has been going through a lot.
So it's like she might even be taking it for granted herself. Like I don't know. We don't know. Is she training? Was she training like she was doing
before?
See,
the thing is, she was off for a while, obviously. We know she got suspended for whatever happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for the weed thing. But the thing is, we don't know if she was actually practicing in that moment. What I do feel, though, for Sha'Carri, as such a young girl, and she's so talented, she needs better PR. Mm. She needs better representation. She'll go on there. She'll say whatever. And it backlashes against her all the time. Mm. So for me, personally, you can be confident in your stride. But have some better PR because the things that she's saying is just backfiring.
But I mean, I have to say this. At least she made it.
Of course, she did. She definitely did make it.
Even though she came in ninth in that race,
The
amount of people she beat to get to that race.
Absolutely.
She definitely came number one.
That's it. She did.
So
she did make it.
I think we're so caught up on that. And I think it backfired even more because she was so cocky about it. But then on the other hand, too, is like, I remember, I don't know who was saying it, but someone was saying, like, if you're going to be a rapper, if you're going to be an athlete, if you're going to be all these different things, if you're not going to tell yourself that you're going to be number one, who else will? Like, you have to come in with that,
totally get
with that mindset. You have to come in with that brag. And look, if it doesn't happen, dust yourself off and come back better the next
time. Come back again. Yeah, she did drop out of the 200-meter race after that, given the fact that she did come ninth. And maybe that is to practice. Maybe that is to, reinvent herself. I'm hoping that reason why she dropped out, to be honest.
Even when I try to jog, if I stop jogging for a week and I go back to it, I was like, yo, why did I do that to myself? And I'm saying this, and I haven't jogged in a minute. I'm dreading going back to it.
Of course.
So... And that's just me, regular schmegler, Gina. Like, if you're an athlete and this is what you're supposed to do every day or damn near, like, and you've been suspended and you haven't been doing that, there's no way.
Yeah. I just find, as a society, though, man, like, I don't know. COVID needs to wipe out some people. Because, look.
It's a messed up thing.
But I'm just saying, the reason I say this is because we've become so toxic. Some individuals on the planet are super toxic, where it's like, we don't realize that we're one organism as people. Like, what you do and say to another individual, you're impacting yourself and you're impacting the whole. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, she might not, but what people say, some of the things people say and some of they do,
some
like,
of the things they that people
really
say.
like and especially words have, like, they're very powerful. That you could really destroy a person's morale, psyche, the whole nine.
Right.
So it's like, we're so, like, we need to be more mindful in terms of how we deal with each other as a people. Like,
I agree. And we're also trained to, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. But words have power. This is what we were not told,
We were told wrong when we were kids.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, the words are probably even worse. The sticks and stones I'll heal from. The words are manifesting.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. All right. And talk about manifestations and all that good old stuff. Gina, we're going to get into your affirmations, but I'm going to play your song. First.
Yes, please.
You know I could talk my way into sacred places. I know I just play my snake, it is son of Satan. They say my, you stole my time, I say time's a wasting. Don't you cry, I just wipe your eyes, I know what you're thinking. Silver tongue, she call me cocky man, I say my head level.
No matter what, you can be slick with the talk. If I'm willing, I will let you know. And if you are serious about your feelings, surely the loving will show. You want to see me, just to give me. One deep of the tip, get inny. Just a minute, you take the broken a mimi. Cause me not make your way too long, you won't let me go. I will love you wanting it more. Lock down the devil in a hole. My say go bring flames to me soul. Sheng yang,
silver. Change any other woman would say.
won't change any other woman would say the same. Stick game won't change any other woman would say the same.
Okay, that was Silver Tongue Devil by Masago featuring Shinsia. So this week's affirmation and quote of the week is, and it might sound a little oxymoron to when I'm talking about my fun goal, but this week's quote is, you can't grasp the future if you're still holding on to the past.
True.
If your hands are full, you know, holding on to the past, how you grabbing onto the future?
Got that. I like it. I need snaps. Okay, yeah.
We do, right?
Yeah, I'll get them.
So this week's fun goal, it's to be inspired by your past, right? So the past is there, it's great, it's supposed to create memories, that's fantastic, and give you inspiration for the future. And I felt like this Saturday at the beach, I was inspired, you know, because everyone who asked me, like, oh, how was the beach? I mean, it was a beach in Quebec.
Right. Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, though.
Okay.
When I was there, I was like, and when someone asked me, like, how was it? I was like, listen, the water was pristine. It was clear. I saw the fishes.
Hey.
The sand was like white sands, and it was fantastic.
Nice.
It was warm. And when I laid on the sand, I guess I can call it sand because I'm not sure what that was when I tried to wash it off.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of sanding. Yeah.
It was sand mud sand. Mm-hmm. Okay. I had to wash my cover twice. It's still not. Anyways, I digress. But so I had this whole imagery in it, and like when I closed my eyes, I felt like I was in Mexico.
No, that's good. See, but that's good though.
Like, it was hot. That's it was awesome. Warm. And it was all these
It was
things.
Warm, yeah. Beautiful.
So, I think I've said it a thousand times. I'm a traveler, and that's what I miss the most.
Of course.
And so my fun goal of the week, my suggestion is to get inspired.
Yes.
So summer's coming to an end, although it came late, and now it's like, you know, what have you. But if you have a vacation, a spot, or whatever that is, try to recreate that. Mm. Like, recreate that space, that moment. Maybe that's in the food, you know, like cooking something from Mexico that you miss, or wherever it is that you may have traveled that you really want to go back to, or an experience. If it was a festival, like, you know, like I know I have to hear about Carnaval Tabanca all the time here with these
Sorry.
Two.
Sorry.
So, you know, maybe you can do a little mini carnival in
we
your
do
house.
Visit.
Something. Dress up. Play mas in your house.
I'm going to make a mas.
You know, so that's this week's goal. This week's fun goal.
You just talk about carnival, but you're just doing inspiring and to work carnival. Now I'm a little bit depressed.
No, this is the empower hour.
Right? We're supposed to empower people.
Yeah, don't mention carnival at all then.
At least not here. All right. Gee, that was good. I like the affirmation of the week. We have no jokes. We have no riddles. We have nothing this week.
No.
And you're not coming next week? So that means...
I know he's not clapping right now.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not my time now? Where's my part?
It is his time, so I should... I am going to play it.
You thought there was more?
She has to say something, though. Gina,
and I promise you guys, I understand that it may sound mean, but nobody likes him, and it's not the first time I tell him that.
It's okay.
And it won't be the last.
Nobody likes him.
No, it's true.
I love him, but nobody likes him.
Oh.
No, it's true. She's,
wow.
She's not friends.
Wow. And on that note, let's get into the business zone.
Welcome to the OSC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Woo-wee! For those who do not know, welcome to the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and business needs. And I was saying before, for those who don't know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. I am, and this is a business zone where we bring you that black excellence. Sorry, I was like all over the place. I was a little distracted. So the, I was like, I'm just giving you guys, you know, the gist of what we're doing right now. But no, so as you guys know, we like to bring you that melanated excellence in the business zone. And Marla is very near and dear to me. She is
She's going to dive into her accolades and all that good stuff in a minute. But not just is she an amazing accountant, she is the treasurer for the OFC. I want to give her my own round of applause because it's like, it's not easy. It's not easy dealing with me.
I was not, literally going to say
I'm terrible. It's the worst. It's I create these fires and I'm like, I don't know. I'll be back. And that's it. I mean, Marla does a good job of just keeping it all together. She does the best she can. So she's doing an exceptional job. So with no further ado, I want to applaud. Welcome, Marla. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Marla, for that amazing intro. You talk about myself, so you left it.
We can't hear you there, Marla. Come closer, darling.
Well, thank you very much, Farrell, for your introduction. You pretty much said a lot of stuff about me. So I'll try my best to sell myself.
Yes, okay? Good.
So I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago.
We ready, Bobby Roll.
I'm telling you, yes. And I came to Canada, Montreal, Canada, when I was 19. When I came to Canada, I didn't know what I was going to do, and when I went to, I did college here in Dawson, and that's where I figured I had the love for accounting. So that's where my passion grew for that, and I studied at Concordia. I did my bachelor's in accounting at Concordia. Nothing really led me to the road of entrepreneurship, which I am now. I'm an entrepreneur, but my dad also was an entrepreneur, so I guess... My dad was an entrepreneur, so I guess it was inevitable that I followed the footsteps, you know?
It's in the genes.
So I've been working in accounting for 20 years, and we started our business, me and my husband, in 2014. Because we found that young entrepreneurs, even of the community or of any race, are not served by the bigger firms, accounting firms. You know, they don't have that attention to detail. They don't have that, you know, nurturing vibe, you know. So that was the market that we went in. And now we're in the growth phase. So it started off slow, but we're in the growth because people do commend on our exceptional service, you know. You could reach us anytime, you know. It would not be like 2 days and you don't hear from us, you know. Okay. Like we always
No, Marla's on it. Yeah, she's on it for real.
And yeah, so we do accounting, taxation, I do that, and my husband does the payroll. So if you're a small business and you need help with taxation, accounting, or payroll, or just business advice, so we're not marketing specialists, but if you want to say,